I'm here with Dick Lurie. And Dick Lurie is doing what he's been doing since he moved to Cleveland Heights in 1925. He's playing the guitar. And Dick Lurie, of the people that I've met in Cleveland through my years, is probably one of the most interesting personalities, who has a lot to give. And so here's my interview I did with Dick Lurie. Hello, Dick Lurie. When did you start playing the guitar?
When did I start music? And I started to play the piano when I was around 5. By the way, speaking of music, and you and I have spoken of that many times, when I was a kid, I was, say, a year old, my mother told me much later that I would never fall asleep unless there was some noise going on, like if she would be playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would fall asleep. Well, she couldn't play the piano all day, so she found out I would also fall asleep if she turned on the vacuum cleaner. Left the vacuum cleaner on.
You are a legendary figure in the largest sense of the word, and in the history of the Cleveland music scene. And this is a very simple question, but you started to play the guitar when? You're a guitar player and a guitar instructor.
Actually, I started music when I was 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
My mother gave piano lessons, and piano lessons, therefore, were inexpensive in my house.
Yes.
I started piano lessons with her. Then I didn't practice very much, so she changed me to her aunt,
mm-hmm.
and her aunt became my teacher, Aunt Sarah. I remember Aunt Sarah very well. Aunt Sarah also had a brother who was a nationally known concert pianist.
Mm-hmm.
When Aunt Sarah was about 18, she was sent to Vienna with her brother, Nathan, to Vienna. And there Nathan, or Uncle Nate, was to study with Lechetitsky, world-famous piano teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is your background. This is how you started.
Yeah.
Well,